This is Glenn Hauser with World of Radio 1347. World of Radio is a listener-supported public service program about communications around the world, primarily shortwave broadcasting. On this edition, recorded February 20th, schedule changes from France, Indonesia, Alabama, Venezuela, Sudan. Mystery transmissions from Greece identified. New shortwave station in Bolivia. Antarctica comes back, but Sahara disappears. And the propagation outlook. In case you missed my announcement on a recent program, there will now not necessarily be a new World of Radio every single week. I need to take a break now and then, and that's what happened with the previous edition, which was available to our listeners and our affiliates for 2 weeks rather than one. But here is a new one, 1347. Paul Gukian in County Clare says it's reported in the February 18th Sunday Independent newspaper that pressure is mounting on the Irish government to amend legislation currently being debated in the Irish Senate. The proposed legislation would permit Irish television stations to be broadcast internationally. Pressure is now mounting to amend this to include international broadcasts of Irish radio stations. Pressure mainly coming from immigrant groups and groups representing the blind. He says this is an opportunity to anyone around the world who would like to hear RTE on shortwave permanently to lobby their local Irish embassy or consulate for a change in this legislation. The time is now. Jose Bueno in Spain informed the Playdex Yahoo group of an announcement he found on the BBC Spanish service website, which says in translation, listen to us from Monday through Friday from 11 to 12 GMT on 13.57 and 13.87 megahertz on the 22-meter band, as well as 5100 and 6300 kilohertz on the 49-meter band. And this was supposed to begin on February 19th. So INR monitors checked during that hour and heard nothing on any of those four frequencies, which certainly would be strange ones if the BBC were actually using them, especially 5100 and 6300 kilohertz, which are far outside the 49-meter band. I'm beginning to think that the people at the BBC Spanish service don't know the first thing about shortwave. The next morning, however, Noel Green in England and Raul Saavedra in Costa Rica were hearing this one-hour Spanish service on one other frequency where it had been previously, 13760, probably French Guiana or maybe World Harvest Radio. Via media network, Media Guardian reports that journalists at the BBC World Service are bracing themselves for job losses at its Chinese operation. Cutbacks are expected to be announced later in February. It employs 37 people in London. The Russian service may also be cut back. Staff members said the cuts would be fiercely resisted, with a plan already in place to set up a Save the Chinese Service petition if they are severe. However, according to the World Service Annual Report, the audience of the Chinese service in major cities has fallen dramatically from 2004 to 2005. Meanwhile, Paul David tells us that BBC Radio 4 reported on plans for a 24-hour strike by members of two unions representing BBC workers, NUJ and BECTU, on February 26th. Dispute centers around a dozen or so compulsory job losses and other financial cuts. The unions say there will be a serious impact on programming. The strike would involve about 4,000 members of one union and 600 of another. According to AP and Reuters, via Mike Cooper, you may recall we were reporting about the only one-hour English broadcast from Radio France International to Asia, which changed frequency at the beginning of the B06 season, but the new frequency was not easy to find. We finally located it on 5920 via Chita, Russia, at 14 UT. However, that transmission is now gone, and once again, we do not have any replacement frequency. At the beginning of February, that frequency started carrying instead family radio in English for 2 hours. according to S. Aoki and Seichi Hasegawa of the Nagoya DX Circle in Japan. We were sad to hear of the death of one of our DX program colleagues, Wolfram Hess, who along with his pal Uwe did the World DX meeting every month on Deutsche Welle's English service. The program was already planned to end after the February broadcast. And it now seems somewhat eerie that the January broadcast concluded with the song, Time to Say Goodbye. Wolfgang Büschel says Wolfram suffered an apoplectic stroke and died on February 9th. Wolfram Hess was well known in Germany for his amateur radio DX work and propagation predictions. He was originally from East Germany and had programs on Radio Berlin International and other domestic stations. Thanks also to Kai Ludwig for telling us more about Wolfram Hess. You can read this in DX Listening Digest 7020 at worldofradio.com and more in 7021. Ernst Zundel has been sentenced to 5 years for Holocaust denial. We mentioned recently about his deportation to Germany and the trial underway. A follow-up dated February 15th from CBC News via Fred Waterer. A German court has convicted Zundel of 14 counts of incitement of racial hatred and sentenced him to 5 years in prison, the maximum allowed under German law for denying the Holocaust. The Canadian Jewish Congress said it's satisfied with the sentence, saying it sends a strong message around the world. When stories about Zundel come up, some newbie often asks, what's this got to do with shortwave radio? Well, it has a lot to do. He was a former broadcaster on WRNO, which, at least initially, was not averse to putting a Nazi on the air. Marty Delphine in Madrid, Spain, says we're getting radio station Belarus, clearly, on 7420 every night in English from 21 to 23 hours. Great local pop music. But some of their announcers are impossible to understand because of heavy accents. In OpenDX, via RusDX, Vasily Gulyayev in Astrakhan gives the schedule of Radio Abkhazia in that region of Georgia in Abkhaz and Russian. At 06 to 07 and 08 to 0915 on 9495 and 9535. At 12 to 1230 on 9495. They also carry Radio Rossi at 05 to 06 and 7 to 8 on 9495. In BDXC UK Communication, Nick Rank in Derbyshire reports hearing a mixing spur from Radio Romania International on 3,400 kHz in English, January 10th at 0440. That is the difference between two of their intentional frequencies, 9515 and 6115. We mentioned last time the Voice of Greece testing a fourth transmitter, but they wouldn't say where it was coming from, other than it was not from their usual site in Avlis. Depending on the time of day, the three frequencies were 15630, 5865, and 11645. This led to a lot of speculation about Kavala possibly being reactivated, or maybe it's in Thessaloniki. But finally, John Babas in Maryland was able to find out it's a transmitter at the maritime station Olympia Radio near Pyrgos. The one frequently heard by DX listeners and trying to figure out the name of the station since they don't pronounce it clearly in English. The call sign is SVO. Being a utility transmitter, that would explain why Noel Green and Wolfgang Büschel were hearing it start out in single sideband when they turned on each frequency and then sort of tweak it up to AM more or less. Furthermore, it may explain why the carrier frequently drops off the air and or the modulation. This was still happening when I checked on February 20th. It seems the tests are not successful, and we can only wonder if they're ever going to solve this problem or give up. Kai Ludwig also explains that there's simply no room for a new expensive antenna at the Avlis site to run a 250-kilowatt transmitter. Jari Savolainen in Finland contacted Olympia Radio and got details from them. This transmitter is only 10 kilowatts, they say, but it has 14 dB gain on a log periodic antenna aimed 310 degrees. And the schedule approximately is 07 to 11 on 11645, 11 to 1545 on 15630, and 20 to 07UT on 5865. Now, some of these frequencies are used from the other site Avalos at other times, notably 15630, so don't get them confused. According to my National Geographic globe, the 300-degree azimuth crosses Brittany, Newfoundland, Vermont, Tennessee, Texas, and Nuevo León. The Voice of Turkey is also having problems in changing frequencies according to their schedule. The English broadcast at 1330 to 1425 is on 12035 and 11735. Then those two frequencies are supposed to go off the air and change to other frequencies for other languages starting at 1430. However, on one occasion at 1458, I was still hearing them on 12035, about to open their Arabic service, supposed to be on 6120. By the way, I've been unable to find the Voice of Turkey's program schedule in English on their own website. However, they do print one up and send it in the P-mail, and I've copied all the details of that into an item about Turkey in DX Listening Digest 7020, where it should make more sense than in the original. Some outdated references still refer to UAE Radio Dubai broadcasting in English. Not only do they not broadcast in English, their transmitters were demolished 3 years ago. Kai Ludwig in Germany found an item online about somebody getting an Optimod audio processor from this facility. He said there were four 350-kilowatt shortwave transmitters demolished because they were handed over by the Dubai government to a private company who quickly realized their inability to run such a great setup. After numerous attempts to lease it to foreign broadcasters, it eventually went under hammer of scrap companies, together with another great 1,500-kilowatt medium-wave station. It was built in 1979, on the air till 2004, when it was shut down, although fully operational and well-maintained by British engineers. Wolfgang Büschel adds in BCDX that his final logging of UAE radio was on May 27, 2004. Jose Miguel Romero in Spain found the clandestine radio Samaneh for Iran on a new frequency, 7590, February 15th at 1910 UT instead of their usual frequency, 6245. But the next day they were back on 6245 when he checked at 1855. Strange things happening in Afghanistan. Jari Savolainen in Finland, who had been hearing what is believed to be Radio Sol from Afghanistan around 1600 UT on 6700, was then hearing a similar but not parallel station on 6800. And then that one disappeared, and there were two stations on 6700 kilohertz, not in parallel. They were both on AM, a carrier, and both sidebands, fading up and down independently. Almost the same frequency. He says Mauno Ritola measured them only 8 hertz apart. Then Stuart Austin in England was listening to 6700 February 9th, and at 1641 he heard a mention of Bagram and an ID for Radio Ulmati Information Radio. So that could be the other one along with Radio Sol. However, it is inadvisable for two stations in the same country to be broadcasting on the same shortwave frequency. Possibly the operators are confusing ultra-shortwave with shortwave. Via DSWCIDX window, Alakesh Gupta forwards excerpts of an Indian television interview with A.S. Gwin, engineer-in-chief on digitalization plans of All India Radio. Just a few of his interesting comments. He says the decision to go digital across the world has been taken, so this will have to happen. The cutoff date set by the government for transition from analog to digital is 2015. A value-added service will be a proactive role All India Radio will get to play in disaster management. For DRM, China would have to collaborate to set up factories in India. Shortwave transmissions would go digital first. Each state capital would have one shortwave transmitter, and there will be 3 transmission complexes with 5 per complex for national digital radio coverage, suitably located. Each will transmit 5 digital channels across the country, including regional languages. so they will be accessible throughout India. For example, a Bengali in Mumbai would not have a problem if he wanted to hear All India Radio Kolkata. But then another excerpt from the same source via Media Network says, digitalization may not be complete by 2015 due to shortage of funds. Medium Wave, which is the poor man's band, will not be fully digitalized, and there will not be complete switch-off from analog to digital radio. Shortwave transmitters in use for more than 20 years will be replaced, and these alone would be DRM compatible. And one more thing I noticed Gwyn said, the main thing will be content. Content for shortwave and medium wave has to be different, because if the same content is on both, why would anyone buy a costly handset to catch shortwave? There have to be popular programs specially developed for the shortwave bands, otherwise the digital radio program will not pick up in good earnest. The media magazine you monitor with your mind, World of Radio, number 1347. Our address, WORADIO at yahoo.com. Or P.O. Box 1684, ENID OK, 73702 USA. That's the address where Pete Bentley sent a check in the mail. Our thanks to him for financial support. Standard disclaimer. Here's another mystery. Wolfgang Büschel had been hearing test broadcast of China Radio International in French at 08 UT on 11810. It was quite distorted, and for various reasons he thought it was coming from the Novleja Spain site. They do relay a few other broadcasts from China in Spain. However, DX Mix News in Bulgaria say they don't know where it is, but it is not from Novlejas. The Voice of Indonesia has switched frequencies again for its evening service to Europe. Wolfgang Büschel says 11784.88 is being reported again instead of 15150 or 9526. That includes Arabic at 16, Spanish at 17, German at 18, French at 19, and English at 20 hours. Some of these also monitored in the ADX group by Reinhold Schurzkowski, Felix Lechte, and Jan Balzer. This was as of February 17th, but you never know. They might change back to the other frequencies. The DRM service of Radio New Zealand International was off the air for at least 2 weeks, starting February 7th. According to their website, they hope to resume on the 21st. There was a major fault in the analog transmitter, so the new DRM transmitter is being used only in its analog mode on the analog frequencies, says Tom DF5JL on the Media Network blog. Remember to check for our New World of Radio broadcast via KAIJ in Dallas. George Poppin in San Francisco says you're coming in loud and clear on 9480, Friday, February 9th at 2000 UT. The other broadcast is Friday at 1130 UT on 5755. Wayne Basto in New South Wales says he could not hear it, but Joe Hanlon in New Jersey was able to pick it up. Last time, we were unsure whether the Voice of America Swahili service would be going off shortwave, as one schedule showed. However, we've confirmed, that is, our group of monitors at DX Listening Digest and World Radio, that it does continue per the previous schedule, despite the addition of a new broadcast in Somali at about the same time. And DX Mix News in Bulgaria provides the transmitter sites for the new Somali service 7 days a week. The frequencies are the same for the 2 half-hours, but not the sites. At 16 UT and 17, 13580 is via Iranavila, Sri Lanka. But the other frequency changes. At 16, 15620 is Botswana. At 17, at 2 is via Sri Lanka. Regarding the planned budget cuts at BBG affecting the Voice of America and other U.S. government broadcasters, Kim Andrew Elliott has put together a handy chart showing just what is proposed as far as which languages will be reduced or cut entirely and so forth. It's at his website, kimandrewelliott.com. I'm going to give out the exact URL for the 2008 chart of reductions and expansions which have been proposed. Add on to kimandrewelliott.com/bbg_2008_reorg.html. And there's a companion chart for the revised 2007 situation. AFGE Local 1812 says we need to inform appropriations members of the ill-advised cuts proposed by the BBG. Our congratulations to Dino Blase in Florida, who has started up a new weekly half-hour DX program in Spanish called Frecuencia al Día. It's on several internet and FM stations in North and South America. On shortwave, it's on WRMI, Tuesdays at 15:30 on 7385, and UT Saturdays at 0400 on 9955. And it's also on Radio Cristal and Radio Pueblo in the Dominican Republic, Fridays at 12 UT, if the shortwave frequency is on the air, 5010. I noticed that UT Saturday time at 0400 on WRMI was formerly occupied by Radio Republica. Jeff White explains that they have cut back their broadcasts. In fact, no more weekday broadcasts on WRMI, but they remain on local Saturdays and Sundays. The Monday to Friday broadcasts via Germany and Canada remain. So look for further programming changes at WRMI. I found WEWN missing from 7540, its overnight frequency in Spanish, February 20th at 0639, but I soon found it on new 7455. That's the frequency where there's heavy interference from radio teletype. Why in the world would they move off a nice clear frequency to one with interference? And how long can it last? This season, WYFR had been using 7455, but after 0700 only. Now, however, the new WEWN posted schedule says they're using it all the way from 23 until 13 UT. The KVOH transmitter in California on 17775 is in sorry shape. I caught it acting up again on February 14th, around 2130 UT, putting out multiple spurs at 146 kilohertz from the fundamental, and then multiples of that, the strongest ones being on 17629, interfering with France, and 17921. I was able to hear the spurs down to 17337 and up to 18359. Sirius Satellite Radio is no longer carrying World Radio Network full-time on channel 140. In fact, they have the option to preempt it for sports. We believe that one time remains when World of Radio is still available via Sirius, Sundays at 0932 UT. By the way, C-SPAN has been dropped completely. It was on channel 139. And as you've probably heard, Sirius is now planning on merging with XM, but that may take at least a year if approved. Reception of Radio Universidad Mexico City continues to improve little by little, although their frequency remains off, approximately 9599.1. It's often audible here in the middle of the night with nice classical music such as around 0630. And it's now also been reported by several listeners in Europe at various times. Here's your chance to hear Nicaragua almost on shortwave in the Mayor Tip Sheet. Harold Froge reports on 2140 until sign-off at 2359 UT, Radio Chontaleña. It's the second harmonic of 1070, a station you will not find in the lists. Terry Kruger in Florida reports that Air Marti, as he calls it, the airborne relay of Radio Marti on medium wave 530, was heard again Friday, February 16th, starting precisely at 2300. The Cuban interference already on the frequency, but it was not heard on Saturday, presumably via one of those private aircraft, which have now been leased. Chris Greenway reports that Alo Presidente from President Chavez in Venezuela has changed its schedule, no longer on Sunday mornings, but a sesquihour every weekday evening, starting at midnight UT, Tuesday through Saturday. No word yet on whether Cuba will attempt to relay those on shortwave. Last time we had a report that Radio La Hora in Cusco, Peru, was off shortwave and might not be back for 2 or 3 months. But they're already back, says Carlos Gamarra at the station via Dario Monferrini, nominal 4855. The shortwave schedule is from 10 to 16 and 22 to 24 daily, except Sundays. Now, that could be the station tentatively heard by Chuck Boland in Florida, measured on 4856.43, February 19th at 1100. In Conexión Digital, Alfredo Cañote in Peru reports hearing a new Bolivian on 6214 at 2240, Radio Amor de Dios. It's from El Alto, a barrio near La Paz, Bolivia. Not to be confused with Radio Aluarte, Argentina, on just about the same frequency. Another new Bolivian, first heard by Arnaldo Slein from his de-expedition spot at Villa Jardino, Argentina, back on January 20th, on 4728.2 at 1055 UT. Sign-on is at either 1035 or 1050. Rogildo Aragawin, Bolivia, has identified it via Hardcore DX as Radio Aripalca, A-R-I-P-A-L-C-A, which is in Potosí Department. La Voz de Nuestra Gente, it also relays news from the network ATB. Rogildo Aragao also reports a new frequency for what is believed to be another Bolivian, Radio Virgen de Remedios, 3215 at midnight 10 UT on February 17th, relaying WEWN in Spanish, despite interference from WWCR. Oh, by the way, he also agrees that the station on 4856.4 is Radio La Hora in Cusco, Peru, heard it, 2325. Rudolfo Figrim in Brazil tells us that Radio Cultura Araraquara is reactivated on 3365, heard it, 0215. Seems it had been off the air for about 6 months. Last time I was also wondering what became of LRA 36 Antarctica. It had not been reported for 4 months. They were again heard on February 13th, first reported by Moritz Frandrischa in Belgium on 15476 at 20 UT. Now they're in the full AM mode, not USB, and he says a very strong signal and good audio. Many others have reported it since, including yours truly, on Friday, February 16th, but it's not on the air every day. It was not reported on the 15th, and I was not hearing it on February 20th either. Noel Green and the World Radio TV Handbook suggests that the broadcast from Libya in English at 14 UT on 17725 is actually coming from Libya now with their reactivated transmitters rather than relayed from France. The same goes for 21695. As of February 20th, Wolfgang Büschel and I and other monitors note that the Polisario station for Western Sahara had not been heard on 6300. Missing for 10 days, I'm wondering if they have a totally new and as yet undiscovered frequency, or if they're really silent again on shortwave. I'm wondering if anyone is still hearing the Sudan radio service, since their updated website has removed any shortwave schedule, which in any event was out of date, www.sudanradio.org. Jose Miguel Romero in Spain says Radio Cairo has been showing up apparently with a mistuned transmitter on exactly 10,000 kilohertz, such as in Arabic at midnight 30 UT, February 10th, and later that same UT day at 15.06, and with English at 16.18. Just in from Kai Luvig, a correction to something I mentioned earlier. Emirates Radio in Dubai was last heard not in 2004, but at the end of March 2005. The propagation outlook from Boulder issued February 20th. Solar activity very low to low, geomagnetic field ranging from quiet to major storms. ANK indices peaking at 25 and 5 on February 25th, 20 and 5 on March 12th. In between, down to 5 and 2. Solar flux peaking at 90 February 27th to March 1st, dropping to 75 by March 9th. Glenn Hauser concluding, World of Radio, 1347.